You're on Listener Support at 88.9 KETR in Commerce. I'm Scott Morgan. Good evening, Northeast Texas. Tuesday was February 12th. Among other things, that's Founders Day for the NAACP. Well, on Tuesday night, members of the Texas A&M University Commerce NAACP student chapter commemorated the date with a gathering of student-run businesses called Black Wall Street. The event was named for the famed section of Tulsa, Oklahoma, that served as a major hub of African-American business in the early part of the 20th century. 17 student businesses set up tables in the Sam Rayburn Student Center, partly to do a little business and partly to raise awareness for the businesses run by students of color on the Commerce campus.
It's not necessarily for Black businesses, but it's a lot of Black businesses here on campus that go unknown. And so it's a great way to bring people out to see them so they can start supporting the people here on campus.
That's Cicely Miles. She and her twin sister Cynthia run Classy Creations. That's classy with two C's for the S's and an I on the end. A hair and nails business that they offer to fellow students. Cynthia says the event, in its second year this round, is about getting student entrepreneurs to help other student entrepreneurs network and get some exposure.
It's pushing each other to, okay, let me look at her stuff, let me push her work so she can do the same for me or I can do the same for him.
Over at the table for Day by Day, that's a long acronym just so you know, Evans Dennis says an event like Black Wall Street gives opportunities for networking to people who might not have access to them.
Growing up in an urban area, we really didn't have a lot of opportunity. We didn't really have a lot of people telling us that we can make something out of ourselves. So growing up, that was always a mentality for me, is to make sure I can give back and give hope to a young child or a young kid that has the same dream as me.
Dennis's dream is to be something in media, maybe even on the radio. With Day by Day, the aim is to connect various businesses and entrepreneurs with various other businesses and entrepreneurs so that those looking to connect with new and diverse opportunities have the chance to meet each other in the real world. A community-oriented focus is a main theme among businesses here. For Joyce Miller, faculty advisor of the A&M Commerce student NAACP, that aspect of entrepreneurship on display here is the one she likes the most.
These young people have really a positive ideas connected with their business ideas. So they want to do things that would be uplifting to others, not just make money. They want to have a positive impact on the community.
But Black Wall Street is also about expression of talents and passions.
It's always important to showcase talent because there's a lot of students coming from all over needing resources or, you know, needing like me, a hairstylist on campus. They don't have to go drive 3 or 4 hours to go get their hair done.
Latavia King is a licensed cosmetologist who is set to graduate from A&M Commerce this spring. She takes hair care seriously, and she has a solution for all kinds of heads, even for those of completely bald reporters.
If your hair is not in great condition, I don't recommend you sitting in my chair. You know, but I'm always that person.
What would you tell me?
You know, you can always come and get a good shampoo.
For KETR News, I'm Scott Morgan.